This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. There's more on power987.co.za.
I'm Dumisang Zovu. Thank you for listening to this Power Update podcast.
All right, 15 before the hour, 1 o'clock, let's get an update in terms of the strike between the labor unions led by NUMSA, as well as the South African Airways. Let's touch base with Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, the NUMSA spokesperson. Phakamile, you had a marathon meeting mediated by the CCMA on Saturday, and you came out not happy with the proceedings. What is the latest as we speak, considering that the country it's on tender hooks, the country is anxious? What's the status?
Well, it's unfortunate because really we went into that CCMA meeting with the hope that we wanted to resolve the strike. Our members ideally would be at work. They'd prefer to be at work instead of out in the streets picketing and doing, you know. Unfortunately, though, the management of South African Airways and the board continue to demonstrate to us that they're not committed to rooting out corruption and looting at the airline. Because our key demand, which has always been our key demand from day one, it's not just wages. Our demand has always included a demand for insourcing. South African Airways' biggest cost driver is the $25 billion that it spends per year on procurement.
Yep.
And for them to say that they need to retrench 944 workers to save $700 million is absurd and ridiculous in the extreme.
Yep.
What they should be doing is tackling the area where the crisis is. And this is what we've been saying. We know that if they were to insource and to take over contracts, which they have the capacity to do internally, it would save them possibly billions per annum. And this has even been demonstrated in the 9 forensic reports, which they have commissioned, which speak directly to the issues I'm raising now.
Okay, Phakamile, I just want to, you know, negotiations are a very tough process. And at the end of the day, stakeholders decide to compromise in one way or the other. Within negotiations, there are trade-offs. Let's look at one of them. And I do agree with you that your mission is not one-dimensional. It's not about wage increase, but it's all about rooting out corruption. But for now, can we just focus on the wage increase? You are pitching for 8%. They are countering with a 5%. If they come back with a 6 or 7%, will you budge, or is it something that you can start negotiating from?
Insourcing is not negotiable because, you see, we can compromise on the wage. But if we don't know where the money is going to come from, it's not going to help us.
So you can't separate processes.
That's the issue. Yeah, the issue here is that the one solves the crisis ultimately, if you understand what I'm saying. So even if we compromise on wages, and there have been smaller unions at the airline who seem to be contemplating this. And we're saying to them, don't do that because you're making a mistake. You have no clue where they're going to get this money from. And what they're going to do is they'll come back to you next year and tell you that there's no money and they're still going to retrench. What would we have achieved then? The airline would still be destroyed, 944 workers would lose their jobs, and the culture of corruption and looting, which is prevailing at South African Airways, continues. What we want and what we've been fighting for, at least since 2015, is for a radical change in the way things are happening at South African Airways. And this is why one of our demands consistently from the beginning, for years, has been that the board must be scrapped. And we've done everything in our power to try and achieve this end. We are now at the point where, having exhausted all our options, our members are embarking on strike action. It's having, obviously, detrimental impact on the airline. But what other option do we have as workers when there is such a rampant culture of non-accountability in our state-owned enterprises? And this non-accountability has devastating consequences for families in the working class.
Okay, Phakamile, the principle of no work, no pay applies in terms of the South African Airways. And we know that your members, as you rightfully say, their wages are not good enough. So it means that they're being hit in the pocket. What are the unions doing to assist these poorly paid workers in this period of strike?
Well, that's exactly why we've always said that it's bizarre that the airline would accuse us of deliberately trying to cripple the airline by embarking on strike. Our members suffer more than anybody during this process. They are sacrificing their wages. And this is one of the downsides of strike action in terms of South African law, is that when you embark on strike, this is what happens. Our members, you know, they've been so resolute. And we really are so proud of them, because even when you come to the picket line, you'll see that people have made arrangements, you know, they're supporting one another, we feed each other here, you know, there's such a strong sense of solidarity.
Yeah.
Because our members fully understand what's at stake. And this is what they're putting on the line.
But Pagamile,
we are hoping for a speedy resolution so that this thing doesn't have to continue for longer than it has.
But Pagamile, you know the sentiment that in periods like this, where there is strife, where the low-paid workers are on the streets picketing, and the employer uses these draconian measures of no pay, no work, no pay, you know the sentiment that union leaders are sitting pretty. They can afford to buy their food. They can do whatever. They are still sitting pretty, whereas the rank and file are suffering. What do you say to that sentiment as we conclude?
Well, you know, as I said, I mean, unless we take this course of action, as unions, we are literally stuck between a rock and a hard place. If we do nothing, right? Let's say we were to do nothing and not go on strike. What would change? Nothing. SAA would continue and implement its retrenchment plan, and 1,000 workers would lose their jobs. So that's actually an even worse outcome. What our members are doing right now is fighting back. They're fighting for this airline. They're defending it with their jobs. They're defending it with their families. And we are hoping that the sacrifice will be enough for us to save this airline. In an economy like ours, where we have 38.5% unemployment, I'm shocked that not every single government minister isn't out here trying to negotiate an end to this impasse. It tells us that they too don't care about the working class because they're not doing everything in their power to resolve the strike in the interest of all South Africans.
Pagamile, finally, the workers are making a sacrifice. I agree with you fully. What sacrifice are the leaders making?
If you're talking about the leaders of SAA,
No. I'm talking about the leaders of the unions. We're talking about your members that are making this important sacrifice of no work, no pay. What I'm saying is that the leaders of the unions, what sacrifice are they making in this setup?
I'm not sure understand how your question has relevance in relation to the situation that we're facing now. Because if what you're saying is that union leaders should not do our work as unions by assisting members when they take a decision to go on strike, we reject that. We're doing exactly what we should be doing, which is to motivate workers, to fight for them in the boardroom, to fight in the streets, to defend them in the media. We are out here doing everything in our power to ensure that their message is being carried and that they get exactly what they're fighting for.
NUMSA spokesperson Pagamile Hlubi Majola, we thank you for joining us. We're going to come back 6 minutes before 12. When you return, Martin Ramotsela from UNISA.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.